From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A massive barge-mounted crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons is among the equipment descending on Baltimore's harbor as a monumental salvage operation begins following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Federal relief funds are also starting to flow to Maryland. Much more will be needed, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The Transportation Department described the initial $60 million given to Maryland yesterday as a down payment. The funding will help the state begin to remove and demolish the fallen bridge, set up highway detours, and start to clear the waterway to the Port of Baltimore. Recovery work has slowed and dive operations have paused due to hazardous conditions caused by the submerged wreckage and debris. The initial batch of recovery money is from an emergency fund, but to cover the full cost of cleanup and rebuilding, as President Joe Biden pledged the federal government would do, will likely take congressional action, and lawmakers are currently in the middle of a 2-week break. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.